Other significant First Amendment cases before the court involved commercial websites publishing sexually explicit content and the eligibility of religious charter schools to receive state funds. Another avenue for relief is through the shadow docket. The court makes decisions on these matters outside of the regular case docket, such as over the summer during their recess. The Trump administration submitted several emergency applications during the recess, many involving appeals of lower court rulings that blocked significant executive orders. The Supreme Court's orders on this docket have largely been in favor of the administration. For example, the court allowed for the administration's global tariffs to temporarily remain in place while the case waits for a final decision. In November, they heard arguments on whether the president overstepped his authority when he imposed sweeping tariffs on foreign nations. Several justices were skeptical of arguments on both sides. What could the remedy be if the government loses? Justice Amy Coney Barrett said the reimbursement process could be a mess. The final decision on this case is likely to be a close call. But the court hasn't always ruled in Trump's favor. Just recently, the majority denied the administration's request to keep deployed National Guardsmen in Illinois. They ruled that the administration must first use the military to enforce federal law. Next year, the court will decide several cases that could expand or stifle the president's power, making it one of the most significant terms in decades.